"Oh, I am stung," he cried. "I am stung, naughty Pandora. Why have you opened this wicked box?" Pandora let fall the lid, and starting up, looked about her to see what had happened to Epimetheus. The thundercloud had so darkened the room that she could not very clearly see what was in it. But she heard a disagreeable buzzing, as if a great many huge flies or giant mosquitoes were darting about. And as her eyes grew more accustomed to the imperfect light, she saw a crowd of ugly little shapes, with bat's wings, looking very spiteful, and armed with terribly long stings in their tails. It was one of these that had stung Epimetheus, nor was it a great while before Pandora herself began to scream in no less pain than her playfellow. An ugly little monster had settled on her forehead and would have stung her if Epimetheus had not run and brushed it away. Now, if you wish to know what these ugly things were which had made their escape out of the box, I must tell you that they were the whole family of earthly troubles. There were a great many kinds of cares. There were more than 150 sorrows. There were diseases in a vast number of miserable and painful shapes. There were more kinds of naughtiness than it would be of any use for us to talk about. In short, everything that has since troubled our souls and bodies had been shut up in the mysterious box and given to Epimetheus and Pandora to be kept safely in order that the happy children of the world might never be harmed by them. But by Pandora's lifting the lid of that miserable box, and by the fault of Epimetheus too in not preventing her, these troubles have gained a foothold among us and do not seem likely to be driven away in a hurry. For it was impossible, as you will easily guess, that the two children should keep the ugly swarm in their own little cottage. The first thing that they did was to fling open the doors and windows in hope of getting rid of them. Sure enough, away flew the winged troubles, all abroad to torment the small people everywhere. And what was very strange, all the flowers and dewy blossoms on earth, not one of which had before faded, now began to droop and shed their leaves after a day or two. The children who before seemed always young now day by day grew older and came to be men and women by and by. What hope does for us? Meanwhile, the naughty Pandora and hardly less naughty Epimetheus remained in their cottage. Both of them had been grievously stung and were in a good deal of pain, which seemed the more unbearable to them because it was the very first pain that had ever been felt since the world began.